Hey friend, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to see the end of Joshua 9, verses 16 through 27. If you weren't here yesterday, we've learned that a little tiny nation, a little tiny town has decided that they are going to deceive Joshua and make a pact and a covenant with them. And this is the people of Gibeon, and Joshua does not consult the Lord, and he grants the covenant. And so this is what happens, verses 16 through 27 in the World English Bible. At the end of 3 days, after they had made a covenant with them, they heard that they were their neighbors and that they lived among them. The children of Israel traveled and came to their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon, Chephirah, Beeroth, and Kiriam-Jearim. The children of Israel didn't strike them because the princes of the congregation had sworn to them by Yahweh, the God of Israel. All the congregation murmured against the princes, but all the princes said to all the congregation, "We have sworn to them by Yahweh, the God of Israel. Now, therefore, we may not touch them. We will do this to them and let them live, lest wrath be on us because of the oath which we swore to them." The princes said to them, "Let them live." So they became woodcutters and drawers of water for all the congregation, as the princes had spoken to them. Joshua called for them, and he spoke to them, saying, "Why have you deceived us, saying, 'We are very far from you when you live among us'? Now, therefore, you are cursed, and some of you will never fail to be slaves, both woodcutters and drawers of water for the house of my God." They answered Joshua and said, "Because your servants were certainly told how Yahweh your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore, we were very afraid for our lives because of you and have done this thing. Now behold, we are in your hand. Do to us as it seems good and right for you to do." He did so to them and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel so that they didn't kill them. That day Joshua made them woodcutters and drawers of water for the congregation and for Yahweh's altar to this day, in the place which he should choose. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this shows just how powerful a covenant is, to make a promise and to keep it, and how because they made that oath before you, and this was a covenant that they made, it was irretractable, it must be followed. And they did revere you enough not to disobey that covenant. But they should have consulted you in the first place. They would have learned the truth of what was happening before them. So Lord, in that, I pray that you would help us to be people who keep our promises, who don't take them lightly. I think we live in a world where it's just so natural and normal for us to constantly break our promises and to say one thing and do another. But Lord, we want to be consistent followers of you who say something and then follow through. Lord, we lift up the people in our lives that are not good at follow through. We lift up the people in our lives who are far from you, who do not understand this message. And we pray that you would leave the 99 and chase the one and bring them back into your fold, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would help the people that I love and the people that we all love to become like you, people of the oath, people who keep promises, people who are the same on the outside as they are on the inside, people of integrity, people of their word. So Lord, thank you for doing that. And Lord, help us to look back and take an inventory of our lives, and to think back on those times when we were more wishy-washy, and to just scale or look at how we have grown from that place. Sometimes, Lord, I get discouraged in my walk with you, and I look at my sanctification journey only a little bit behind and think, oh, I really haven't come very far. But when I look farther behind, when I look at what you've done in my heart and the patience that you've given me and the ability to follow through that you've given me over the years, I become encouraged. I'm also astounded, Lord, that we can grow not necessarily by years, but by obedience. That someone who has walked with you for 3 weeks can grow farther than someone who's walked with you for 3 years based on their willingness to hear your voice and to obey it. And so, Lord, I want to grow by leaps and bounds. I want to hear your voice and obey it. And I know that my friends listening today want that as well. So help us to have hearts that run away from social media, have those quiet spaces so we can hear your still small voice and trust you and hear from you and love you and obey you and do the right thing, even when it's hard, even when we're persecuted, even when no one else understands. Only you can give us that kind of strength. We thank you for it ahead of time. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. And really a huge shout out to those of you. Half of the audience, I learned recently, half of the audience of Pray Every Day is overseas and outside of the nation of the United States. I also learned this, that Pray Every Day is in the top one half of 1% of all podcasts in the world. That is amazing, and all glory goes to God.